So this is Josh. You're listening to The Invitation. In keeping with the prayer guide, 40 ways to spend 5 minutes with God, I'm going to do my best to offer you a handful of 5 minute episodes, as close to 5 minutes as I can, to allow you to explore your heart, mind, soul, and strength during this Advent season. So again, this is an updated, rewritten version of this prayer guide that you can find at theinvitationcenter.org under the formation link. You'll find another space to go to downloads. You'll find a couple downloadable PDFs there of this. So during this season of Advent, the two themes are longing and expectation. How does the heart engage God in and through our longing and our expectation? So in the prayer guide, you'll find a meditation on what is a biblical sense of what the heart is. Just reading through that and praying through that could be your 5 minutes for one day. For this meditation, I'm just going to read through the first prayer exercise, number one. And I'll invite you to think about this, especially during this holiday season, at the end of the year, when we're thinking about gathering with friends and family. Often the details of Christmas can add to the rush. So my hope is that this meditation allows you to slow down and to reconnect with the depths of why we do this in the first place. For this prayer practice, you might want to have a journal available, or if you just want to make a note on your phone, there's something good about writing down some kind of report or reflection of what is going on inside of ourselves. So from the first prayer practice, number one, all prayer begins with and is sustained by gratitude. It's not that we need to force or fake happiness. The question is if I can give thanks for anything right now, even the most seemingly small things. Use your 5 minutes to review what is immediately in front of you that you're already thankful for. Slow your breath and calm your mind and heart. Give thanks for your breath. Give thanks for your body. Notice any pleasing features of the room that you're sitting in. Be present to the space and time you've set aside. With the time remaining in a journal, make a list of any other parts of your life that fill your heart with gladness. If there is any single item of goodness that is significantly delightful, take a few moments to silently treasure this goodness in your heart. So this prayer practice is simply about how to be present to what is right here in front of us. Presentness and gratitude are two of the most underappreciated human practices. As we consider longing and expectation in Advent, we begin by noticing what we've already received what we've already found gratitude and love for. So it is possible to hold these two postures at the same time before God and within ourselves. We can both be at rest with what we have, full of the goodness and delight, but yet also notice that goodness and gratitude so particularly that we're still open to the injustice and the brokenness, the spiritual sickness that is around us and inside of us. So if the invitation has been of help to you, whether through one of our formation programs or through this podcast, I invite you to help us grow the invitation for a sustainable future. One of the greatest and easiest ways for you to partner with us is just to share the invitation, help us get the word out. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email. You can find me at josh@theinvitationcenter. If you have any interest in any of our formation programs, please check out the formation page at theinvitationcenter.org and learn more about the School of Prayer or the School of Contemplative Listening. And if you have means and are able to offer a end-of-the-year financial gift, you can submit donations on our website. You'll find a link at theinvitationcenter.org. At the top right of the page, it says partner with us. The Invitation is a 501c3 nonprofit, so your donations are tax deductible. Until next time, in the language of the words attributed to Father Pedro Arrupe, may you fall in love with God and stay in love. And with that love, decide everything for you during this Advent season. Amen.